We've all heard also the saying that laughter is good medicine. Well, an Indian doctor and a yoga practitioner, Madame Kataria, took that saying further to test out its veracity. And 21 years ago, he began a group exercise and he called it laughter yoga because it borrows that deep cleansing breath of yoga with exercises that simulate laughter. So there's no jokes and there's no humour involved.
So how do people actually start laughing then in this yoga sort of setting?
Jackie, they give themselves permission to laugh without jokes, which is very uncomfortable for a lot of adults. Children laugh about 300 times a day because they don't intellectualise what they're laughing about, they just laugh. Whereas adults, we may be lucky if we laugh 10 or 15 times because we're looking for the reason for laughter. The humour. So we have to, first of all, give ourselves permission. And then these exercises create a fake laugh.
So you make yourself laugh.
So you make yourself laugh. It's like any exercise where you have to train yourself.
And then once you start to laugh?
Once you start to laugh, well, we all know how contagious laughter can be. But the really cool part is that even if you can't bring yourself to be laughing spontaneously, as opposed to the fake laugh, the brain can't tell the difference. And the brain just knows, hey, this person is laughing. I now need this person relax and release the feel-good hormones. The physical and the psychological benefits flow, whether you're laughing for real or not.
When you first started doing this, Heather, what did you first experience and what did you think of the idea of it at the time? Were you a bit suspicious of it?
Absolutely. In my other life as a journalist, I actually came across it about 4 years ago, talking with a woman who was doing it in Geelong and thought, sounds like a good story, I'd never heard about it. And she challenged me to go and give it a try and I thought, yeah, right. But a few days later, I found that there was a laughter club in Brisbane, and that's the social level of the laughter movement. And I turned up at that park and I looked at this small group of people and went, not sure. But I joined in, and 40 minutes later, I was feeling fantastic. It was like I'd been on an instant vacation, and I practice it every day.
And what difference has it made to your kind of long-term health in just doing this as a regular practice?
For me personally, it's that stress buster and it's a mood enhancer and it energises. That's me personally. It also can help people with their immune systems if that's an issue. It can help with blood pressure. In the workplace, it's a morale booster. It can be a team builder. It can be anything you want it to be. What I love to see is the connections that it can create for people who feel isolated, because laughter is like a social glue. And when we're laughing together, we connect.
So when you hold these laughter yoga workshops in this way, what do you have to sort of get through first to get people on board and understanding what's going on?
Going to be a safe place, that no one is laughing at anyone. We're laughing for our own well-being. It's as simple as that. And allow yourself to tap into the inner child.
Why do we lose it, do you think? Along the way, we stop laughing in that way, and we tend to look at something and laughing almost as being silly, or
because we have this, Australians and the Western world, we're suffering from this great burden called seriousness. We take ourselves, we take our lives so seriously, I think, and we forget that we are born with the ability to laugh. It's as simple as that. And then we forget how to laugh and we look for those funny moments. Jackie, it's really easy to laugh when life's going good, when you've got friends around you or you're watching a funny film. But sometimes life isn't a bed of roses And the number of times I've heard people say, I have nothing to laugh about, or I can't remember the last time I did laugh. And that brings home the power of the laughter yoga, because it is an exercise, and we learn that you can laugh without any reason other than your well-being. And with laughter yoga, we sustain a hearty belly laugh that goes for 20 to 30 minutes. And that is where it's therapeutic. And there's been a Stanford University study that showed the cardio equivalent was 10 minutes of laughter yoga was the equivalent of 30 minutes on a rowing machine.
Great. I'm going to be there. Sounds a lot more fun.
And the only other thing, Jackie, I'd love to say, if you asked what you need to do if you can't, if you're thinking, oh my God, you know, it's too scary to be there, what I'd say to people is just start with a smile, because a smile is a laugh that's just waiting to burst.